Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and old-school hip-hop fan, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now, this week's blog is Rob Bass is Not Dead. Rob Bass is not dead, but I thought he was. Here's what happened. After doing a joke about old-school rap, an audience member came up to me after the show and said, "Did you know that Rob Bass died?" What? I was flabbergasted. Joy and pain, Rob Bass? It takes two, Rob Bass? No, I didn't know. I'll be honest, I really haven't been right since we lost Heavy D. She told me that Rob Bass had presumably been murdered and his car, a 1998 minivan, had been stolen. As we commiserated over the sad news, it bothered her deeply that Rob Bass died living such an ordinary life. It doesn't get any more ordinary than a minivan. There is an illusion that once famous, always famous. Once successful, always successful. Once wealthy, always wealthy. Even if you're not in the public eye, daywalkers, non-performers, like to assume that you're off somewhere being famous and fabulous. Sadly, no. What bothered both of us was that the death of Rob Bass was not front-page news. He deserved better than that. I should have turned on CNN and heard it straight from Anderson Cooper's mouth. My mom contends that if you ever want to get news about black celebrities, you have to read Jet Magazine. Now, you'll get the news late, but you'll get it. On the drive home, I began to wonder how the mainstream media could have so badly dropped the ball on the death of a hip-hop icon. This is when the journalism half of my degree comes in handy. It reminds me to verify a story and not just check it out on Twitter. Just because you're dead on the internet doesn't mean you're dead for real. You go a weekend without a status update, and folks can get a little nervous. Once, on a ferry ride to a gig on Fire Island, my fellow comics pointed to a handsome older gentleman and whispered, "Oh my God, that's Mike D'Amato. He played for the New York Jets and won the 68 Super Bowl." The other comic said, "Nah, he won it in 67. Not one to live with ambiguity, I checked and according to Google, Mike D'Amato won the Super Bowl in 1968. But Google also said Mike D'Amato was dead. Now, if I thought he looked good for an old guy, then he looked absolutely fantastic for a dead guy. The first comic said, "Aw man, do you think he'd mind if I asked him for his autograph?" I said, "I don't know, do zombies even do autographs?" It turns out, of course, that Rob Bass is not dead either. Chandler Spencer is. Who's Chandler Spencer? He's the guy who sang the R&B hook to Joy and Pain. While sad, I can see why the mainstream media might have missed it. Lots of people die under the radar. I didn't find out until months after the fact that Blossom Dearie had died. Who's Blossom Dearie? Well, that depends on what generation you're from. If you're from my parents' generation, Blossom Dearie was the diminutive pianist and jazz singer with the girlish voice. If you're from my generation, then she was the voice behind one of your favorite Schoolhouse Rock songs. Unpack my adjectives? Yeah, that's Blossom Dearie. I had the pleasure of seeing her perform live at Danny's Skylight Lounge in New York City before she died. Naturally. Tupac Shakur hologram aside, dead people don't normally do concerts. I was delighted to hear her sing about things other than parts of speech. My favorite was Blossom's Blues. "My name is Blossom, I was raised in the lion's den. My name is Blossom, I was raised in the lion's den. My nightly occupation, stealing other women's men. I'm an evil, evil woman. But I want to do a man some good. I'm an evil, evil woman, but I want to do a man some good. I'm Gina Lola Brigida, I ain't Red Riding Hood. If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? If you don't like my peaches, baby, why do you shake my tree? Stay out of my orchard, baby. Let my peach tree be." Now, what do Rob Bass and Blossom Dearie have in common? Me. I'm probably the only person on the planet who digs them both. So I'm glad that Rob Bass is okay. I am sorry about Chandler Spencer, and my condolences go to his family. I more than a little bit wish that the overweight lover was still in the house. It makes me worry. Has anybody seen Grandmaster Flash lately? At the very least, it might be time for him to get his prostate checked. Thanks so much for listening to The Urban Irma. Visit my website, veryfunnylady.com. Join my mailing list to enjoy more blogs, blogcasts, and to find out about live upcoming stand-up comedy shows. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff, oh yeah, baby, the small stuff will sweat you.
My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My name is Blossom. I was raised in a lion's den. My nightly occupation is stealing other women's men.